Why do some people seem to learn effortlessly, while others struggle despite endless hours hunched over textbooks? The difference isn't intelligence, it's technique. Consider Barbara Oakley, who once failed high school algebra and avoided math like the plague, eventually transforming herself into an engineering professor. Or Olaf Shue, an average student who graduated at the top of his Oxford class. Their secret wasn't genetic brilliance, but discovering how to learn effectively. Most of us were never taught this fundamental skill. We're handed textbooks and expected to absorb information through sheer willpower, like trying to build a house without knowing how to use a hammer. What if mastering any subject, from quantum physics to Mandarin, was less about innate talent and more about understanding how your brain actually works? Your brain craves distraction. It's biology, not weakness. The Pomodoro technique counters this. 25 minutes of focused work, then a 5-minute break. During focused intervals, your prefrontal cortex activates fully, directing cognitive resources to the task. Each session strengthens concentration like weight training builds muscle. The breaks allow information transfer from working memory to long-term storage, like hitting save on a document. The technique works because 25 minutes feels manageable, overcoming resistance to starting difficult tasks. Break quality matters enormously. Reaching for your smartphone sabotages everything. University of Texas research found students without nearby phones wrote 62% more notes, recalled more information, and scored a letter grade and a half higher. Even having your phone in the same room creates cognitive drain as your brain unconsciously monitors it. Place it in another room. Despite initial anxiety, your focus will dramatically improve. When progress stalls, your instinct is to push harder, but breakthroughs often come from stepping back. Your mind operates in two modes, focused and diffuse thinking. Focused mode activates during intense concentration, your prefrontal cortex directing attention along established neural pathways. Diffuse mode emerges when you relax, allowing thoughts to flow freely across broader brain regions, creating unexpected connections. This default mode network activates when you're not focused on external tasks, like drones flying above a maze, seeing pathways invisible from ground level. Einstein played violin when stuck on physics problems. Mozart composed while playing billiards. These weren't procrastination. They deliberately engaged diffuse mode to solve complex problems. Breakthrough thinking happens by alternating between focused and relaxed mental states. To activate diffuse mode, focus hard on a problem until you hit an impasse, then deliberately stop. Engage in mindless activities, walking, showering, washing dishes. Your brain continues working below conscious awareness, often generating insights impossible during focused concentration. This transforms how you approach difficult work. Begin with the hardest problem, but when stuck, switch to easier ones. When you return later, your diffuse mode has been working in the background. Learning physically changes your brain by creating connections between neurons, specialized cells for processing information. With approximately 86 billion neurons, your learning capacity is virtually unlimited. These connections form at synapses, where neurons meet. Simple concepts create short chains, while complex knowledge forms longer, interconnected networks. With practice, these connections strengthen through myelination, insulating neural pathways, making recall easier, and building expertise. This biology explains why active learning outperforms passive approaches. When you force your brain to work hard through retrieval practice, problem solving, or teaching others, you create stronger neural connections than through passive reading. Retrieval practice, pulling information from memory rather than reviewing it, strengthens pathways while revealing what needs more work. The challenge principle is crucial. Reviewing comfortable material feels good, but impedes progress. To advance quickly, continually push into harder material, forming new connections rather than reinforcing existing ones. Deep understanding requires connecting new concepts to existing knowledge. Elaboration, explaining concepts in your own words, forces deeper processing. Students who explained their reasoning scored 90% on tests versus 23% for those who didn't. Interleaving, mixing different concepts during practice, helps you learn both concepts and their differences. Exercise enhances learning by producing BDNF, promoting new neural connections. Even 20 minutes immediately boosts processing and attention. Sleep is equally vital. Crucial connections form during sleep, explaining why spacing learning over days vastly outperforms cramming. Working memory is your brain's temporary workspace, an attentional octopus, juggling only three or four concepts simultaneously. These mental arms are slippery, constantly dropping thoughts for new information, creating a fundamental learning bottleneck. True learning builds interconnected neural links in long-term memory that expand your limited capacity through chunking. Random letters, A-U-E-I-T-U-F-B-L, are difficult to remember, but rearranged as beautiful, they become one chunk instead of nine items. This explains why experts process complex information that overwhelms novices. Chess masters see patterns, not 32 individual pieces. When overwhelmed, synthesize key ideas rather than drowning in details. Break material into manageable chunks, progressing from simple to complex. Translate technical jargon into everyday language. Use multiple sensory inputs simultaneously, seeing and hearing together, to distribute cognitive load. Note-taking extends working memory externally. Before writing, scan headings and images to grasp organization. Try split notes, main ideas on right, summary words on left, or concept mapping. Most crucial, review notes before day's end. Research shows A students almost always reviewed lecture notes the same day. C students almost never did. In our information-saturated world, some dismiss memorization as obsolete. This misunderstands memory's fundamental role. Having key information readily accessible frees working memory for problem-solving and enables deeper understanding. Simply reviewing information repeatedly is inefficient. The recall technique, retrieving information from memory multiple times over days, creates stronger neural pathways. Memory tricks accelerate this process. Visual memory techniques leverage your brain's remarkable capabilities. Nearly half the human cortex handles visual information, while less than 10% processes auditory input. Creating vivid, unusual mental images makes concepts stick. To remember the moon landing happened in 1969, visualize a moon shaped like a yin-yang symbol swirling with a swooshing sound. The memory palace technique anchors images to familiar physical locations. For the periodic table's first five elements, visualize a fire hydrant, hydrogen, outside your door, a helium balloon in your kitchen, a battery, lithium, on your living room table, strawberries, beryllium, in your bathroom, and a wild boar, boron, in your bedroom. Metaphors connect new concepts to familiar ones, leveraging existing neural pathways. These techniques align with how your brain naturally processes information, transforming difficult memorization into engaging, effective learning. Learning isn't a talent, it's a skill you can master. The techniques in this book are practical tools grounded in neuroscience. The Pomodoro Technique's focused intervals, the Diffuse Mode's creative insights, active recall, and chunking. The difference between struggling and successful students often isn't intelligence, but knowing how their brains work and using that knowledge strategically. You have 86 billion neurons ready to form new connections, a working memory that can be extended, and both focused and diffuse modes waiting to be harnessed. The question isn't whether you can learn effectively, it's whether you'll apply these tools. Start with one technique today. Set a 25-minute timer, put your phone in another room. Try recalling what you've just read without looking back. These small steps build the neural pathways that transform learning from a struggle into a superpower.